Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Paradox of Modern Religion, comes from the audio program, A Personal Spirituality, Finding Your Own Way to a Meaningful Life with Thomas Moore. Here's what Christy Peoples, a producer at Sounds True, has to say about this week's producer's pick.
There's no mistaking that the world is changing rapidly, from the ways we think and live to how we love and experience community. Nothing is the same anymore. And whether we're aware of it or not, this evolution has accelerated beyond our ability to keep pace with it. How are we supposed to live next to people who don't look like us or who don't speak our language or share our values? More and more, we're questioning our faith, wondering whether our old-time religions can serve us wholly today. These are timely conversations, ones that we can no longer afford to ignore. In this excerpt from A Personal Spirituality, Thomas Moore addresses these shifts head on by saying, "I understand this is not easy, but I believe it's a shift toward a more intense, substantive spirituality." It was a gift to sit with him in the studio and learn of the wisdom that he's gleaned from a life so devoted to spirit. Having lived as a monk, a professor, and a psychotherapist steeped in Jungian theory, Thomas Moore has much to teach us about the raw beauty and grace of learning to live within what might be the greatest paradox of our time.
You can download the entire program, A Personal Spirituality, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, The Paradox of Modern Religion, with Thomas Moore.
I gave up a lot in order to stay close to this thing in me that wanted to find the best form of religion or spirituality that I could practice and that I could teach. So I wanted you to be clear about that, that I love religion and I am devoted to spirituality, because some of the things I'm going to say may make you wonder. I have an approach to religion and to spiritual life that I don't think a lot of people share. Behind it all, beneath it, is a pursuit of spirituality, a spiritual path, and a love of the traditions. I don't want to get rid of them. I don't want to get away from them. But now here's where I'm making a bit of a shift. We live in a world today that is changing very, very quickly. I think it's changing so quickly that we are not aware of the changes taking place even inside of us. So I'm not talking only about changes in technology or changes in science, changes in medicine, that kind of thing. What I'm saying is that these changes in our world that are happening at a tremendous pace are having an effect on how we see ourselves, how we understand ourselves and the life we're living. And what's interesting to me about it is that I think these changes and the developments are largely unconscious. People don't seem to be aware of the changes they're going through until one day they sort of wake up and see that things are a little bit different. I'll give you an example. I have a very good friend who is a Baptist minister. He studied theology extensively and very devoted to his calling. I love working with him because he is so good with people, and he has an abiding spiritual point of view that I admire very, very much. But one day he told me, suddenly, he doesn't feel like going to church. And I thought, what is this? A Baptist minister doesn't want to go to church? That's like saying the Pope doesn't want to say his rosary. I don't quite understand that. On the other hand, I do understand because he too, even though he's a Baptist minister, he too is a human being living today, and he has been changed by what has happened. He is as good a person as he ever was, maybe better. The fact that he suddenly doesn't feel like going to church doesn't mean that he is no longer a religious person or that he is not pursuing a spiritual path, not at all, but it's different. And this is one of the challenges we have today. These changes are taking place, and it may appear that people are moving away from religion. On the other hand, it could be that these changes and the things that are happening within us are bringing us closer to what we were looking for in our religious practice in the past. So here's what I'm asking for. I'm asking you to consider that the changes taking place are not superficial. They're quite deep, and they're essential. That is to say, they're not just surface changes. Even in regard to our spirituality, these changes really affect the way we live and the way we think. So the way we move into our future, and the way our children certainly are moving into their future, is not going to be the same as it was for us in the past. And I understand this is not easy. This is not easy, especially for older people, especially for parents, for teachers, and sometimes for religious leaders. It's difficult to make this shift that we're going through right now. I believe it's a shift toward a more intense, substantive spirituality. I think that now with these changes taking place, we have the opportunity to make a better spiritual life than we did before. But from the point of view of where we have been, it may look as though we're moving away from religion and away from spirituality. This is a real paradox, not just something to think about. It's something we feel. It's part of our emotional life. Many of us, certainly not everybody, but many of us are attached to the way things have been. And it's hard to let go of it. It's hard to make that shift. On the surface, we may understand that we have to move into a new world that's changing. But the demand on us is to make an emotional shift. And as I say, I don't think that that's an easy one to do. And one of the things I want to do in talking to you is to give you some guidance, some ideas of how to make the move from where we have been to a future that is calling us forward into a different place altogether. Let me just say something about these changes that are taking place. The obvious things are technology. We all are touched by changes in technology, but think about them. Look at them closely. For one thing, we get the news of the world immediately. We don't have to wait. Something happens anywhere, and we know it. Now, just think about that, how close we are to other people around the globe, how small the world is, in the sense that we are so close in touch with people everywhere. That means we're rubbing shoulders with people who have entirely different belief systems than us, or at least they look different. We are not only able to study or read something about different spiritual traditions, we are actually bumping up against them in our own lives. We have to deal with people who have very different belief systems than we have, who follow a different path. And somehow we have to understand that what they are doing, even though it looks entirely different from us, and their language is so different from ours, that they too are searching for a meaningful life, and they want a spiritual experience that is meaningful to them. Now, we can talk about it as though this is something external, but something else is happening, because deep down then, we're feeling, how am I going to live in this world with people who are so different from me? And you might feel antagonistic, or you may feel that they're not as good as you, or that there's something wrong in the way they talk about their spirituality. The claim on us then is to be immensely understanding, much more so than in the past. course, the other side of it is, and this is the one I want to emphasize and go into in some detail with you, is that we can then learn a great deal from people who have a different approach to spirituality. I don't want to leave it at that because I don't want to just say that we now have the opportunity for a learning experience. It's not that. We now have an opportunity for a profound transformation. You can remain loyal to your tradition, but you can enhance your understanding and participation in that tradition by having some exposure to other spiritual ways of practicing and thinking. This is really a key point. We have to find some way to get past the competition that has existed among the spiritual traditions for so long. I remember when I was a kid in school, now that was a long time ago, in a Catholic school, and the way the nuns and priests talked to us was that there were really two kinds of people, Catholics and non-Catholics. That's the way we divided the world. Can you imagine? It's like saying there's me and there's the rest of the world. It's a funny way of talking, but that's the way we thought. We now have to think very, very differently. We have to think that we are in this world that we have to appreciate, and we have to allow other people their sincerity and the honesty of their approach to their own spiritual practice.